Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
Right, it's just gone 20 to 5. So what have you got there then? What is this?
I've got this email that came through to the sort of busted file from somebody who wants us to bust somebody.
Okay. Not unusual.
Fairly simple. You'd like me to read it out?
Okay.
I was in Leeds this weekend and went out with some mates. When I was there, I started talking to some girls. One of them introduced herself as Emily Mills, the daughter of legendary Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills. I was wondering if this was true. And Scott really does have a 19-year-old daughter that nobody knows about.
19?
19. That works, doesn't it?
No, it does not.
Just about, I think.
And her name was what? Emily Mills.
Emily Mills. Yeah. I mean, the thing, 19 years ago, what would you have been doing?
Not that.
Just celebrating your 18th.
Get lost. Jamie?
Yeah?
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me more.
Basically, I went out with my mate's, 20th birthday, and we were doing, a pub crawl thing.
Right.
And we went to from the bar where he knew one of the girls, so we went home and started talking to them. Started talking to her and she's like, oh yeah, I'm at Leeds Uni but I live in London with my dad. And then she said, oh yeah, my dad's pretty famous. I'm like, well, famous, who is he? She said, oh, he works for Radio 1, he's a DJ. Which confused me, so I'm like, alright, is he Radio 1 DJ, who is he? She said, oh, my dad's Scott Mills. And I said, are you sure? Cause I don't think Scott Mills is that old.
Exactly. Exactly, said, Jamie.
She goes, no, he's a lot older than people think he is. He's in his, late 40s.
Oh, I like
oh
this
Oh, my
girl.
God. Late 40s?
Yeah, she reckons you're, pretty old.
I'm speechless.
Did she have any kind of characteristics that would liken her to Scott?
Well, she's pretty short.
Was she orange?
No, she didn't use fake tan.
She didn't use fake tan. Right. Did she have nice teeth?
Yes.
Was she drinking white wine?
She drinking some Alco Pops.
Alco Pops. I've been known to, though.
Yeah, but it's more white wine that runs in the Mills family.
So my daughter...
Yeah.
Was she chatting you up?
Yes, she was. Yeah.
See, that runs in the family.
What, chatting up men?
I have this image that she's going to be a bit like Peaches Geldof.
I do.
Your daughter,
yeah.
You know? A little bit wild.
Rock and roll, yeah?
Yeah, very rock and roll.
Was she like Peaches?
Not really, no.
And did you, you know?
That was very good comic timing.
That's a yes, then. I hope that was just a bad line.
You're getting all heavy dad then, aren't you?
Yeah.
You got scared.
Not with my daughter.
Welcome to the O2.
Oh! Right, let's try again. Not even that.
Welcome to the O2 messaging service. Mm. The person you are...
Right. I wanted to ask him as well, because he says in the email that this girl, Emily Mills, introduced herself as the daughter of legendary Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills. Do you think that's what she said? Hi,
I'm Emily. Daughter of legendary Radio 1 DJ.
Is that what all the Mills family do?
Can I just assure everybody I do not have a 19-year-old daughter?
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, I was also watching TV yesterday, right? Something I'd noticed. Now, this is going to sound like I'm shopping for my daughter, right? But I'm not, I assure you.
Okay.
There's an advert on TV at the moment, I don't know whether you've seen it, for the latest Barbie toy.
I have seen one of them, yeah.
Mm. And I'm concerned about her. I think she's gone off the rails.
Which advert
I think she's gone
about?
A bit Britney Spears.
Do you?
Yeah, I think she's got rid of Ken Fed.
Yeah.
And... is out there having a bit of fun.
She putting herself about a bit.
Well, okay, here's the blurb on it, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing like a good house party, and Barbie and her friends take their parties on the road.
Right.
This festive RV bus keeps playtime rolling. The living room features an entertainment centre with flat-screen TV, a spinning driver's chair, and a sofa that opens into a bed. There's even a second pull-down bed for party guests to snooze
in. Really?
Best of all, the hot tub in the back keeps Barbie's friends warm and toasty. Right.
They're dirty.
Right, here's the advert.
The Barbie hot tub party bus, hot tub on the outside.
With flashing lights and party bus music. It's a bus, a hot tub, and a house all in one. Barbie hot tub party bus vehicle. You put it together, dolls and batteries not included.
So it's a hot tub party bus.
I like the sound of it. Now, except they're dolls, obviously, but I do like...
Does that sound like a euphemism to you?
Yeah, it certainly does, yeah.
OK, here's the evidence. A sofa that opens into a bed.
Yeah, hello.
A second pull-down bed for guests. Hey? Eh? Yeah. Hey?
Yeah.
And a hot tub in the back.
I know what she's up to.
Also, what does that say? Listen what? Again. So there's a hot tub on the outside and a something house on the inside. She's changed.
That's very rude. Back to your daughter, anyway. Mm. Radio 1.
Now, you all think you're so funny, don't you? Someone suggesting, like last year, like we did with Laura, maybe we could hire a big bus and tour the country and do One Night With My Daughter. One night with my daughter, one night with my daughter. No?
Would you be a protective dad there?
I don't know. I've not really thought about it.
See,
we're not going to be the new Keith and Lily. Bob and Peaches. Zoe and Johnny.
Zoe and Johnny.
Now, if you missed this earlier, a guy called Jamie was out in Leeds and was chatted up by a girl claiming to be my 19-year-old daughter called Emily Mills. Apparently, I'm a lot older than people think I am, in my late 40s. Right, we've actually got hold of Emily, my daughter's number now. So I'm going to give her a call. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Poppet. It's your
Who's
dad.
That?
It's your dad.
Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
How are you, Pumpkin?
It doesn't sound like my dad.
Now, I've got a question to ask, right? You can tell Daddy. You've not been chatting up any boys down the disco, have you?
Who is this?
It's your dad.
Yeah, but you don't sound like my dad.
Well, I've known you for 19 years. I'm your dad. Have you been chatting up any boys while you've been disco dancing?
I don't go disco dancing.
Come on, you can tell Daddy.
Who is this? Who is this?
It's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Emily, it is Scott here. Now, you were out in Leeds on Saturday night, weren't you?
Yeah.
And maybe you told a boy that you fancied that you were my 19-year-old daughter.
No, I didn't.
Right, well, I think you did.
I didn't, honestly.
Right. Okay, whatever.
I did have a lot to drink.
Right. Did you say that to him?
No, I didn't talk to any boys.
Right.
I didn't.
I'm not really your dad, it's fine, you can tell me.
No. I might have spoken to a couple of boys.
Right, okay. See, if I keep pressing you, the truth will come. Right, can you just... All I'm bothered about is, could you clear something up?
Yeah.
I do not have a 19-year-old daughter.
Are you sure?
Right, is that... Just say... No, because you were. I know that you've been talking to people and saying that you're Emily Mills, my 19-year-old daughter. That's not a good look for me, you know?
I am Emily Mills.
You what?
I am Emily Mills.
Right. But yeah. You're not my daughter. Right. Are you my daughter?
No.
Good. That's all I want, okay?
Okay.
Right. Don't do that again.
I'm sorry. Bye.
Bye. Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. There's been a strange development in the life of Laura, who works on the show. Remember we found her a boyfriend last year on the competition One Night With Laura? Tell us what happened last night, Laura.
Well, do you remember that girl who phoned in last summer who said she went round to her neighbour's house? She usually likes boys, but it was sunny and she thought that her boobs were fantastic.
I've got it right here, yeah.
Your boobs look fantastic.
I remember her.
I don't know. Was I away?
No, yeah.
You must remember her.
She just went around to her neighbour's house. Went around to her neighbour's house. You know, in the summer where you get a bit like... And
your boobs look fantastic.
She just had appreciation for them.
Mm.
Yeah, well, anyway, I was watching Shipwrecked yesterday, and there's a girl called Leanne, and blimey, her boobs are fantastic. They really are. I've never felt that way before.
Are you a bit confused?
Oh, I'm not confused. They're just... they're marvellous.
What made you think that? What was she doing?
Well, you know, she's got a bikini on, and... she was kind of jumping around a bit.
Right. Is this the first time you've ever felt this way?
Yeah, I've never had those feelings before. The desk is coming.
Put the desk down, please.
Sorry.
Thank you. She's not the one that thinks we should bring back slavery. It's not that one,
no,
is it?
No, it's not. Lucy.
What's her name? Oh, Lucy, yeah.
No, it's...
can't
she's
stand
called
her.
Leanne.
Leanne. Okay, I'm going to look her up right now. Keep talking.
Are they big? I'm trying to work out why you were drawn to these particular breasts.
They're really
they're just perfect, are they?
They're just really pert, and like she wears her necklace like right in her cleavage, and they just look great.
Okay.
Getting quite hot over here.
I really don't know what to say.
Maybe we should get her in and see if you still feel that way when she's in front of you.
Oh,
see,
I might get a bit embarrassed.
I'm now imagining you and her together on that desert island.
Yeah,
Laura.
Probably not the only one.
Think about it. Right, could you listen to this advert again? Because I'm seriously confused about what they sing. Listen.
The Barbie hot tub party bus, hot tub on the outside.
With flashing lights and party bus music. It's a bus.
That bit. What are they saying?
I can't say.
Right, I've got it now. A whole house on the inside is what they're singing. In the style of the gossip.
A little bit, isn't it?
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, before 5:45, we were talking about Leanne off of Shipwrecked. Have you seen that at the weekend? This has caused an immense response on email and on text this afternoon. It all started when Laura, who works on the show, had a strange moment whilst watching Shipwrecked last night, where everything kind of went into slow motion a little bit, and Laura was just amazed by Leanne and how she looked. Because she does have an amazing body, and it just made Laura feel a little bit... It's never happened to her before. But there are so many girls on the text saying that they felt exactly the same whilst watching the show last night. Radio 1, who's this?
It's Liam.
Hi, Liam. What are you saying?
I was watching Shipwreck with my girlfriend last night, and that Leanne girl came on. She just turned around to me and she goes, "Nice jugs."
Your girlfriend said nice jugs?
Yeah.
See, the appreciation is on all over the place. She might be the perfect girl.
I think she is.
Tell us what you found on the website.
Well, I felt it as my duty while Newsbeat was on to research her more thoroughly. And she's got an amazing set of bikinis. But also, on the Channel 4 website, there's a little sort of biog about her. So,
tell me more.
They've asked her, "What's your worst habit?" I think I've discovered that my worst habit is probably my chilled outness. I just lie back and let things wash over me.
Good morning.
What's your best feature? Physically, my eyes. Oh, I disagree. Mm. Mentally, I'm very open.
Oh, good Lord. Right, even I'm feeling a little funny now.
I'm starting to fall in love.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Jem from Leeds.
Hiya, you alright?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
You're not my daughter, are you?
No, I don't think so.
Leeds, this is the Leeds thing, so. How can I help?
I'm scared I'm a lesbian.
I'm sorry?
I'm scared that I'm a lesbian.
Pourquoi?
Well, I was watching Shipwreck last night with Leanne on it, and oh my God, her boobs are amazing. They are amazing.
I thought you need to be scared.
No, don't be scared, love. It's all good.
Your boobs are fantastic.
Yeah.
Me and my friend were trying to decide whether or not they were fake, and then by the end of it, we just realised, no, they're just perfect boobs.
Yeah, though, we don't think they're fake either.
No.
We have been looking quite closely.
I don't want to be a jealous person, but I am. I feel really jealous.
Have you got boob envy? Yeah, haven't you?
I think so, if that's what you call it, yeah.
Right.
Probably.
So, like Laura, you felt a little bit funny about Leanne last night.
I was really jealous. And all those guys as well, I don't know how, you know, I wish I was her, that's what it is. I wish I was her. Perfect boobs.
You want to be her.
I'm loving this show.
I see, yeah, I know.
I really am.
Do you know what? A lot of the blokes are on the text as well.
Radio 1.
Your boobs look fantastic. Oh, my God. Her boobs are amazing.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.